My name is Elliot Lillian, and you should identify me as Elliot Lillian.
Or I could identify him as the man who began the fencing program at Concord Carlisle High School in Massachusetts and ran it for 20 years. This year, that program is celebrating its 50th anniversary. In his youth, Elliot Lillian had competed at the University of Chicago, where 20 years ago, fencing got slashed.
They abolished the sport. And I went to see the chancellor. And I said, Mr. Chancellor, this is a really good sport. And it's really good for people. It's a lifelong sport, too. He looked at me and says, we have no opponents. I had no answer to that.
Except that, of course, he'd created the answer 3 decades earlier, albeit not in Chicago. Against the odds, he found a few opponents at other secondary schools in the Northeast, and some at colleges and some at clubs.
We started with just boys. And then we had girls the second year, and the director said, we have 2 kinds of sports, competition and recreational. And men's are competition and women's are recreational. Women's recreation lasted until the first meet.
When you first began the program 50 years ago, did you ever imagine that it would still be going strong in 50 years, or did you?
I didn't think about it, but I'm very grateful that it has been and that this high school has been willing to support it.
Some of Lillian's first recruits showed up hoping to bring Dungeons and Dragons to life with swords. He had to teach them that the sport required not fantasy, but discipline, balance, tactics, psychology, and brains, most of the time.
Of course, if you're faster than anyone else and stronger, it becomes less important.
The mental part of it.
Yeah. If you can launch a gigantic attack, it doesn't make any difference how smart the other person is, going to get hit.
But who were those people 50 years ago drawn to fencing rather than the traditional high school sports?
Outside of the fantasy people?
Yes, outside of the fantasy people.
At Princeton, they did a series of studies. They tried to gauge which athlete was most terrified before the event. Who do you think it was?
I'm going to guess a boxer or...
Wrestler.
To
be grabbed, thrown down, and sat on in front of other people is very frightening, but fencing was second.
The study suggested that nobody liked to be jabbed, stuck, or slashed by a guy wearing a mask.
But Princeton also did another thing where they did the grade and intelligence level of all the sports. Fencing is number one.
At a recent tournament in their home gym, Mackenzie King was among the many Concord Carlisle fencers to perform well. After a bout she'd won, she explained how she'd done it.
Well, the girl I was fencing, she kind of doesn't really have any sort of plan in mind when she's doing anything. So when she was coming at me, I just kind of moved her blade out of the way and hit her.
Oh, that sounds easy.
Yeah. It can be.
Around us, fencers from 13 schools were thrusting and parrying. There was a clicking and clanging of weapons. It wasn't clear which palpable hits were legitimate. What I was watching became less confusing when Jay Powers, whose son Trey is a senior on the Concord Carlisle team, explained some of fencing's finer points. Get it? Points? Anyway, Jay Powers thinks fencers choose their weapons according to their personalities.
We're watching Epe here. Now, everything in Epe is target. And so this is sort of closer to what you would think of the two French guys, like one slapping the other guy with the glove and challenging him to a duel.
We meet again, D'Artagnan.
Foil fencers, on the other hand, have to avoid the arms, legs, and head. And then there are the folks with the sabers.
And saber is more the slashing weapon. You can do a point attack with saber, but it's mostly... So, you know, those, like, really aggressive guys.
Swashbucklers.
Yeah, exactly. So they'll gravitate towards it. I want to be a saber fencer. Rah, rah, rah.
I practice 3 hours a day so that when I meet a pirate, I can kill it.
Jay Powers fenced at Concord Carlisle himself. He held on to his equipment after he'd retired from the sport, and his son stumbled upon it when he was 8.
And, of course, an 8-year-old and swords. It's like, oh, Papa, will you teach me how to fence? He's now a better fencer than I ever was when I was a kid. And so, yeah, I'm proud of him.
A common enough emotion for a parent whose child is thriving at anything but fencing in high school. What draws a youngster who might have played soccer or volleyball or baseball or football to choose fencing? Kevin Phan, currently a senior, took up the sport as a freshman. He acknowledged that he was a total novice.
When I first started, I didn't know a single rule. I just tried to hit people, and it worked out half the time. It's pretty good. Just run forward and hit people.
His appreciation for the sport increased as he began to understand its subtleties.
I like it because it's a game of the mind and body. There are a lot of moves that you can do, and half of the game is making your opponent guess what move you're going to do, and it's really fun to play around with their mind.
And then there are the tricks.
Fencers will do all sorts of crazy things. They'll sometimes just duck down all the way to the ground to try to avoid a blade, and sometimes they'll even jump up to avoid a blade too.
Like the sword fights in the movies, where you jump up and the guy swings under you.
Yeah, exactly.
I haven't seen that today.
Yeah, it's not a very good move. But it sometimes works.
And it's fun, which is, of course, the point. Yeah, I know, point. And at Concord Carlisle, the point is also camaraderie, and it's a camaraderie that's co-ed. And according to Mackenzie King...
Fencing, it's different. I've made a lot of friends from people in other schools. It's not really a rival kind of sport. It's more of a friendly sport, even though you're stabbing people with swords. So.
At Concord Carlisle, it's also a sport the boys and girls practice together. One of the girls told me the boys were likely to be more aggressive. She pointed out that on the attack, they like to stomp their feet. But that didn't mean she couldn't learn from them and compete beside them, just as they began doing after that first meet, after Elliot Lillian started the team 50 years ago.
We had very, very good women's teams, Olympic level, and NCAA champions went to this high school.
That must have been gratifying.
Yeah, I guess so.
On guard, ready, fence.
In just a bit, a well-known economist issues a warning to cities that would host the Olympics and the World Cup.
And you have cities or countries from around the world that are bidding against each other. It's a monopoly situation, and the monopolist takes advantage of that.
That's just ahead. Find us on Facebook and Twitter at Only a Game NPR.